Wrong with attitude.
It's time for mansplaining.
There's something called mansplaining. Have you heard about this?
Every week here on The Left Show, I'm going to take the time to explain to you Neanderthals all about women.
We know what mansplaining is.
Mansplaining is when a man will condescendingly explain something to a woman that she already knows.
Anyway, gents, pay attention. This is the good stuff. This is mansplaining. It's 2017. I can't believe I have to do this. Fucking ridiculous. All right, gents, it's Jeff from The Left Show. It's time for mansplaining. Carmen Yulin Cruz Soto was born February 25th, 1963 in San Juan, Puerto Rico. Carmen attended University High School and graduated in 1980, serving as class president from the 8th grade through her senior year, student council president, and captain of the track and field team. Cruz earned her Bachelor of Arts in Political Science from Boston University because she's an American, graduating magna cum laude. She also completed her Master of Science in Public Management and Policy from the Heinz College at Carnegie Mellon University because she's an American. It's where she became the first student to receive the Barbara Jenkins Award. That's an award that's given to a graduating student for outstanding service and contributions to the college and the region that the college is in. After she got her master's degree, Carmen went to work at Westinghouse to work in the Human Resources Department. She also worked in the HR departments of Colgate-Palmolive, Banco Popular, Cellular One, Scotiabank, and the United States Treasury Department, because she's an American. In 1992, Cruz returned to Puerto Rico and became an advisor to then-mayor of San Juan, Silva Maria Calderon. She ran for District 1 representative in the 2000 general election and lost. She then became an advisor to the president of the House of Representatives of Puerto Rico. Cruz has also served as president of the popular women's organization, the OMP, beginning in 2005. In 2008, she was elected as the representative at large to the House of Representatives. 4 short years later, Carmen Cruz put herself up against a 3-time incumbent of 12 years, a mayor of San Juan, Jorge Santini, and won. During the election, she told El Nuevo Día, a media outlet, that she was building relationships with unions, students, volunteer groups, feminists, environmentalists, all in San Juan and outside of San Juan. So all of this sets Carmen Cruz up to be mayor of the capital city of Puerto Rico when Hurricane Maria hits and basically devastates the entire island. As mayor of the capital city and most populous city of Puerto Rico, Carmen Cruz has come under international scrutiny or attention, depending on how you want to look at it, because she's trying to serve the people that have elected her into her office. You could see pictures of her in the news, wading through sewer water, moving through the devastation that's happened in her city on this island. Island, you say? How do you know it's an island?
This is an island surrounded by water, big water, ocean water.
That was the president of the United States talking about Puerto Rico. To quote the mayor of San Juan, Puerto Rico, "We are dying and you are killing us with the inefficiency and the bureaucracy. If we don't get food and water into people's hands, we are going to see something close to a genocide." This she said after being slammed by Trump on Twitter for what he called poor leadership. To quote him, "Such poor leadership ability by the mayor of San Juan and others in Puerto Rico who are not able to get their workers to help. They want everything to be done for them when it should be a community effort." There is video of the people of Puerto Rico doing their best to save lives, to pull people out of the devastation, the flattened buildings, and the floodwaters, to save their lives. What they don't have is food, electricity, and water. Now, earlier this week, the president of the United States had brought up the island's debt crisis, which is true, basically saying that Texas and Florida are doing great, but Puerto Rico, which is already suffering from broken infrastructure and massive debt, is in deep trouble. Cruz told ABC News anchor George Stephanopoulos that the focus should be on saving lives. Let us not talk about the debt. Let us not talk about the cost of reconstruction. Let's just talk about saving lives right now, Cruz said. You put the people above the debt, people's lives and avoiding death above the debt. That's how it's done. Michael Che on Saturday Night Live threw out a joke that, while starting as a laugh line, sort of stung. And that was basically that the president of the United States had handled two hurricanes, sending relief and FEMA in a quick and orderly a fashion as he could to two places full of white people. And when it came to Puerto Rico, all he does is complain. All he does is point fingers. And it's striking, if nothing else, that Puerto Rico isn't nearly as white as the other two places. Not only that, but the president has mistaken the political parties in Puerto Rico for the equivalent kind of same name stuff here in the mainland, accusing Mayor Cruz of being nothing more than a Democratic shill while speaking about himself in the third person. Here's why, and it's not to score political points because it's not what this particular segment is for, but here's why I bring up Carmen Cruz, Mayor Cruz this week. And that is, Puerto Rico gets short shrift from the United States of America to the point that on the left show, I was heard to say that the only people that have been more screwed over by the United States government are Native Americans. That's Puerto Ricans. They are Americans. They're in an American protectorate. And right now, they have been relegated to the second class status of an American because of, frankly, the racism and bigotry inherent in the current administration and the House of Representatives and Senate of the United States government. With all of that said, Carmen Cruz, the mayor of a town on an island that is supposedly under the protection of the United States of America, stood up with a straight spine and said to the president of the United States, "You are killing my people." And she did it bravely, and she did it wonderfully, and she did it in a way that brought nothing but credit to both her and the people on her island that elected her to that office. Her job is the responsibility of the people that elected her and the people that didn't vote for her at all. And she is doing that job to the best of her ability, underwater, poisoned, starving, and out of touch with the rest of the world. Carmen Cruz, Mayor Cruz, is a badass. And whether she's a right winger or a left winger, and to be straight honest, I don't fucking understand what's going on in Puerto Rico politics to know. Her people are in trouble, and she is speaking to power. And she is standing up, and she is being strong, and she, right now, is worthy of far more respect than she has been given. That's it this week. Until we talk again, guys. No means no. Eyes are up here.